It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right.
Did you have a good weekend?
The weekend was beautiful.
Yeah, so I think, weren't you out doing a little grilling or something there?
I thought
you saw you outside there.
Yep, I dusted off a grill I haven't used since December and did a couple of rotisserie hens and
okay. Let's
see what else. Washed my truck, so it's going to rain this week.
That's right. Well, it's supposed to. Now it will for sure.
Yeah, see what else.
Hopefully not on the 4th because we do have some things going on.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend to be outdoors.
Free swimming. The VFW is going to be open. Styx has some things going on.
The VFW. Which I'm a member of, is sponsoring that free swim.
That's right, they are. And that's going to be from noon to 1 is lap swimming, and then free open swimming will be from 1 to 7. I think it was advertised a little differently someplace, but
yeah,
1 to 7 of the hours.
Yeah, so. Something we started last year, and I remember on the group text, they said, you want to sponsor free swimming, or do you want to give, freezy pops to everybody?
Free swimming's good.
Yeah, and I said, can members participate in both?
Right.
I didn't participate, but I don't think anyone wants to see that.
Well, I don't know. Then we've got Grand Theater is going to be open. We've got Despicable Me 4 and Inside Out 2, a couple of good movies at 7 o'clock. Normally we're not open on Thursday, so we'll be open. And then a little time prior to the fireworks, which are going to start at 10 o'clock. Promptly, so weather permitting. And if they aren't that night, the rain date is Friday.
Yeah,
so.
I did see on the forecast that maybe it's going to rain on the 4th.
Yeah,
a little
so
bit.
if it's a lot of rain, fireworks will be on the 5th.
All right.
Yep. So anyway,
get more attendance on a Friday night.
That's right.
Yeah,
but it's amazing how many people come out for fireworks. Yeah. Everybody still loves fireworks.
No.
In fact,
not so much.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of places are going to these drone shows, now, have you ever seen them?
Oh, yeah.
The drones?
I've seen videos of them.
But I saw a story in the news the other night. A lot of people were doing that, but now they're going back to fireworks because people just like stuff that they like
boom.
Fireworks. So, boom, yeah.
Yep.
And the drones, they don't make any noise. They're
nope.
Too quiet. So unless you add a little sound to them. So. All right. Well, let's
there you go.
That's,
you know?
Yeah. Not too spectacular.
No.
Let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Orgene Arnold Shellstad. Orgene was born on December 10th, 1931, here in Madison, and passed away on March 18th, 1999. I was a senior in high school at that time. He entered active duty in the United States Army on December 13th, 1954, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Was honorably discharged just shy of 22 months later on July 31st, 1956, at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a light truck driver with headquarters battery of the 15th Anti-Aircraft Artillery. Spent 1 year, 4 months, and 11 days over in Korea for foreign service. So, he out of almost 22 months that he served, the bulk of that was overseas in Korea. So, and he earned the Good Conduct Medal for his service. So we thank you, Orgene, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Every week we like to salute all the veterans.
Absolutely. Hats off to all the vets.
Well, let's get to the topic at hand. Speaking of celebrations and things, 125th celebration coming up for the
Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States.
There you go.
The June 21st, the VFW's website had out a news release commemorating its anniversary in many ways this year. They're celebrating 125 years of helping veterans and their families. This year marks the beginning of VFW's celebration of its 125th anniversary. Founded on September 29th, 1899, the VFW has made a legacy in the lives of veterans and their families. It's a legacy that endures. This is just what I've heard, but back around that time, there was a veterans organization called the Grand Army of the Republic. That was a veterans organization for Civil War veterans.
I've heard of that, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
Yep. Occasionally, you go around a cemetery and you see those stars at people's graves. And
right.
If they say GAR on it, it means they were a Civil War veteran.
Okay.
Grand Army of the Republic was their veterans organization. Well, they were firm in saying that the Spanish-American War veterans weren't eligible for GAR membership. So the Spanish-American War veterans, you know, around 1899 said, yeah, we'll start our own service organization and include combat veterans that served overseas. Hence the Veterans of Foreign Wars. So it's the nation's oldest combat veterans organization. You know, it surpassed the GAR because the GAR, the last member died in 1955. He was a Minnesotan, actually. But so when the last member died, there was no more GAR. Hence, now the VFW is the oldest veterans organization. All posts are invited to be catalysts to get their communities involved in commemorating and contributions of all veterans and their family members to our country during this anniversary year. In accepting to become a VFW 125th anniversary commemorative community service post, such VFW posts will receive due recognition. Additionally, posts are asked to encourage the communities to study the history of this era to help ensure a safer and better tomorrow. So this is geared towards VFW posts with the membership. To become a VFW 125th anniversary commemorative community service post, visit VFW125.org. Also at this anniversary site, check out the VFW destination post section. As part of the celebration, VFW magazine is featuring posts throughout the year. These VFW posts are active in the communities and are located in destination locations. So, I remember seeing, the Hollywood, the American Legion post in Hollywood, California, had many famous, actors and stuff that were members. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing the VFW has something similar at these destination locations where, so Checkpoint would love to hear about how posts plan to celebrate. You can email jdhouse@vfw.org. You may find your post story in a future post of Checkpoint. And this article is featured in the June 24 issue of Checkpoint. So, the VFW this year is celebrating 125 years as a veterans organization. We celebrated our 75th anniversary of the Madison VFW post in 2016.
They've been around a while, too.
So that's what, 83 years, 84 years right now? So
are there plans for the 125th celebration?
Or? I don't know yet.
Okay.
That's something that the club committee, which I'm a part of, and
members have to throw a committee together and start working on it.
Maybe. We've lost some pretty active members in the past recently. Watching the Western Guard and the Dawson Sentinel upcoming is there's going to be an ad featuring VFW and the Bellingham American Legion, which I'm members of both. But we're going to talk about how our gambling programs have contributed to community betterment over the years.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people have taken advantage of that. So.
Yep. So, there's a reason these service organizations are around to help better our community. And it's
that's why they're called service organizations. In addition to the service people.
Yep. And any new veteran I see coming into the office, I encourage them, get in touch with, your VFW or your Legion post. And if you got nothing else to do, become active. We do good things.
That's right. And people, they can do it together what you can't do all by yourself.
That's right. Many hands make light work.
That's right. So get involved.
Yep. And, it's just a, it's a service organization, one, because veterans served, we want to continue to serve while we're out of uniform, and what better way to serve than our communities. So.
Right. And it's good fun to socialize a little bit with some of the members.
Absolutely.
That's what I enjoy about Kiwanis, even, you get together, have lunch every week, and get to see what everybody's up to.
Yep. So. I spoke at Kiwanis, two weeks ago now?
Did. Yes, you did. I saw half of it. I had to run out because the new projectors were delivered at the theater, and then I had to run back over and hear the rest of your talk. So.
Okay. You didn't miss much, I don't think.
I'll have to listen to the first half. Did you tape it?
God, I hope not.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Josh, let's see. You say you're open every day this week?
Monday and Tuesday and Friday. I don't know yet about Wednesday, but Thursday we are closed because of the 4th of July holiday.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right. The county offices and city offices, everybody's closed pretty much.
Yep.
On the
bankers' hours, no mail on 4th of July, and you know, a lot of barbecues going on. I know I'll be doing some cooking. And
come on over to Madison. As I said, we've got a lot of things going on over there. So, all right, Josh, appreciate it. We will
I might even get out my little Jeep and drive around.
Yep. You'll see some guy in a Jeep.
A really tiny
little Jeep. It'll
big
be
guy in a tiny Jeep.
Big guy in a. It looks even tinier when Josh is driving.
No. Like Tommy Boy, almost. But
all right.
No. All right,
Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 1. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.